Welcome back, everybody, and thank you all for joining me here on the weekly Top 10 NFL Power Rankings here on the Say What You Like Sports podcast. And I got to say, after two games in the books, here we are sitting in week three, and we got a little bit clearer picture as far as who are some of the contenders for the year and some of the pretenders. But I got to admit, there's a couple of 2-0 teams that I still am a bit skeptical about, as well as a couple of 0-2 teams that I think might still make some noise, might just come back and win a division or at least a playoff berth at this point. But without any further ado, we got to get in to the top 10 teams for week three. It was quite a debate trying to come up with a number 10 here on the top 10 power rankings. I have two AFC teams that are both 2-0, both averaging 23.5 points. Both have looked pretty good in one score victories over the last 2 weeks. And still not sure if either one of these teams is a true contender, but you can't argue with 2-0, right? So yeah, of course, I was going back and forth between the Denver Broncos and the Miami Dolphins. I mean, it's a close call. I think everybody out there would have to admit. But I think Miami's defense has kind of showed me a little something. And that's not to take away anything from the Denver defense, which is very, very formidable. But Miami, man, they're showing me something. And I guess I got to give the edge to the team that has the better quarterback. I can't believe I'm saying it, but Ryan Tannehill. As long as he's upright, hey, the guy can captain that ship. I have a little bit more confidence in him than I do in the Denver Bronco offense, that's for sure. So, sorry, Denver, you're right outside of the top 10. I'd probably have to rank you number 11 this week. But right now, I'm giving the number 10 spot to the Miami Dolphins. In at a strong number 9, I have the reigning Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And although the Eagles have dropped to 1-1 after being blitzkrieged by Ryan Fitzmagic and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have come out of nowhere to just shock the NFL world. More on them a bit later here on these power rankings. But if you're Philadelphia, yeah, you know, you're hearing all the whispers of a shaky Nick Foles and how good is this offense going to be under Foles. But help is on the way. Carson Wentz was somehow cleared this week. And I'm not saying it was magically cleared or anything like that, but you can't help but think there was a little bit of urgency after seeing them go down to the Tampa Bay Bucks this weekend. That defense is still formidable. So if Wentz can take a hit, my confidence in the Philadelphia Eagles is still very, very high this season. In at number 8 on the week 3 top 10 NFL power rankings, the Cincinnati, don't call me Bungles, Bengals. Hey, taking the number 8 spot from the Baltimore Ravens, who previously held the number 8 spot in last week's power rankings by beating the crap out of them, even though the score looks closer than it thought. I mean, 34-23, but if you watched that Thursday night football game, it wasn't even that close. Now, I was pretty down on the Cincinnati Bengals in the preseason, but I never for once fooled myself into thinking that this team was talentless. I have even said on the record, this team is amongst the most talented in the division. It's arguable they are the most talented team in the division. I just don't feel like the management up top can keep this thing on the track long enough for some playoff success. But hey, it's still early in the season. Andy Dalton looks good. AJ Green is still a legitimate top 5 wide receiver in this league. And right now, your Cincinnati Bengals are first place in the AFC North. Who would have thought that? In at number 7, the darlings of the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who saw this coming? Certainly not me. I had Tampa Bay coming in at fourth place. I thought they'd be the division dweller. I thought they'd be no good, especially with Jameis Winston missing these first three games in the season. But good luck getting your job back, Jameis, because I think Ryan Fitzmagic is here to stay. At least for a while, man. He's going to really have to blow this thing. And we all know he's been an up and down quarterback over his lengthy career. But when his ups are up, they're way up. And right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just jumped way up this week's NFL Power Rankings, and now they're in here, locked in at number 7, and I wouldn't be doubting if they get a little bit higher next week as they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are currently just a train wreck that I just didn't see coming. Dropping off all the way from number 1 down to number 6 this week, the New England Patriots. They took an L over in Jacksonville. Blake Bortles, man, he played his heart out, and he did that without his starting running back, Leonard Fournette. So the Patriots took a mean L, and it looked pretty bad. It looks like they really, really miss a player like Brandon Cooks, who was that big play threat at the wide receiver position. Really, the team, the defense, was just focusing in on Rob Gronkowski. And, you know, really, Brady doesn't trust anyone else outside of that. That's what I saw. But make no mistake, I compared the Patriots to a great temple in last week's power rankings. And when one brick starts to crumble, all they got to do is replace it, and the temple will stand. Word on the street is the Patriots are making a deal as we speak for the Browns' Josh Gordon. And if they can get him back on track, Tom Brady will have that other weapon he needs to make sure they're not taking L's like they did this week. After just two short weeks into the 2018 NFL season, I think it would be fair to say the 2018 NFL season has been a season of ties. In week one, you had the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns playing to a tie. And then just this week, a 29-29 tie between the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers over at Lambeau Field. Now I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding all the ties this season, so why not call it a tie for the number 4 spot here on the Week 3 Power Rankings between the same Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings. Now the controversy was everywhere. Packers fans say they were robbed because Clay Matthews' sack on Kirk Cousins was deemed a penalty roughing the passer. But even Packers fans gotta admit, there's a reason why that call was made. They're protecting the quarterback. 1 year ago, Anthony Barr on the other team, the Minnesota Vikings defense, planted Aaron Rodgers into the ground, and they lost him for a majority of the season, pretty much ending any hopes the Green Bay Packers had of making the playoffs. The NFL is just trying to protect the quarterbacks, and even though it was a terrible, bad call, I gotta admit, if you're a Packers fan, you have the right to complain for 1 week, but going forward, just be glad they're protecting the quarterbacks, because we're going to be able to, most likely, I should say, we're going to be able to see Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers duel it out for the NFC North, because these teams are scheduled to play each other just one more time this year, and I can't wait. Ever since the kid was drafted a year and a half ago, all I heard about was the big playability of Patrick Mahomes. But I don't think even the people that believed in him most would think that just in 2 games this NFL season, he's thrown for 582 yards, 10 touchdowns, 143.3 quarterback rating, damn near perfect, just shy of completing 70% of his passes. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes can keep this up, there ain't no stopping these Kansas City Chiefs, especially on offense. We haven't even talked about the anemic defense yet, but as long as this offense is rolling like this, I mean, what does it really matter, right? They can shoot it out with the best of them. Now, the other part, the other thing you heard about Patrick Mahomes coming out of the draft was the fact that he'll throw you a couple, but he's only thrown one interception in his young NFL career, and that was last season in the final game of the regular season, but this year, no picks. So if he can keep those turnovers to a minimum and even keep up with half the type of production that he's given here in the first 2 weeks, I think you'd have to consider the Kansas City Chiefs not only the favorites in the AFC West, but the AFC in general. In at number 2, the Los Angeles Rams, the team in my backyard. Now these Rams, man, you've heard it all about the offense. They're explosive, they're dangerous, they're aggressive. And just one player I can hone in on for this week, Brandon Cooks. He already has 246 yards receiving. That's the most by a Rams player in the first two games of a season since Isaac Bruce had 323 yards in 1998. And if you all can remember that far back, that offense was called the greatest show on turf. So you can see just the level that this Rams offense is approaching the greatest show on turf. They're just right underneath that. Now, the Rams had a couple of cupcakes on the schedule in the young NFL season, but they have a very talented team just across the street in the Los Angeles Chargers. So the Battle of LA will take place this weekend. And I think if the Rams get past these Chargers, it'll be time to call them legitimate contenders in the NFC this year, if they aren't already the favorite. All right, it is time to cap off the Week 3 2018 NFL Power Rankings. In at number one, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, these Jags have always been a team that I felt the defense was the strength. And who would argue with Jalen Ramsey, AJ Boye, Miles Jack, the talent? I can go on and on and on about them. You heard it all before. And when they drafted Leonard Fournette out of LSU about a year and a half ago, I said, there we go. This team's legit. Now they have a bow cow running back that can keep the ball out of Blake Bortles' hands and let the defense do their thing. So naturally, when they played last week's number one top team on the NFL power rankings in the New England Patriots, and without Leonard Fournette, I said, you know, I don't think Jacksonville has a chance. But Blake Bortles, maybe it's time to rethink this guy. I mean, he outdueled Tom Brady this weekend. A 64 completion percentage, 377 yards, 4 touchdowns. And when you really look at it, man, maybe I got to rethink this thing. I mean, Blake Bortles is just 26 years of age, so he's still a young quarterback, first round talent, big arm. And if he's really started to figure this thing out with a defense and a running game behind him, maybe, just maybe, we underestimated the Jacksonville Jaguars offense this year in 2018. And if we did, Lord have mercy, because I think they would be the legitimate favorites to come out of the AFC this season.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.